Okay, I'm going to call to order the regular meeting of the Gatewood Fire District Prudential Committee for April 28th, 2014, and would request who is recording. Amy Cates? Anybody else? Okay. At this point, I'll open it up to public comment. Please go up to the microphone as this is all being recorded, and speak your pleasure.
Amy Cates, Rick, at last Thursday's meeting, you were kind enough to give me a copy of your working contract for the chief, and I was glad to have it because it allowed me to make some comments. But when I got home, I noticed that there was some inconsistencies in the contract, and I noticed that the dates weren't correct. And so I started thinking, and I think that the truth is that there's a chance that this committee got played.
Amy, that was that contract was a boilerplate contract. The other one is different. They made some references in that to the Boston Municipal Court and things like that.
Right.
That's all been ironed out.
Exactly. And so the contract that you handed me, then I watched three members of the Prudential Committee sign the contract that was handed to them by Brenda Naylor without even reading it. And it was a different contract. And so, you know, that's a concern to me. You know, dates not the same, sections of the contract, you know, had been deleted, other sections had been added. The references to...
Shame on me for trying to help you out.
Pardon me?
Shame on me for trying to help you out.
Oh, no, I was very glad to have the contract.
I
was just pointing out that it wasn't the contract that you signed within a couple of minutes.
I noticed that that wasn't good enough for you, and you're requesting, and there's a request for public information.
Right.
Mr. Eagle will provide you with a copy of that. So you already have it?
Right, I do.
Okay.
I do.
I had discussed the contract extensively with the chairman of the fire commissioners. I think I knew what I was signing without having to read the whole thing.
Does anyone else like to say anything? Okay, seeing no further public comment, turn it over to Mr. Bailey, the treasurer.
Fiscal 14.
Enunciate.
This is your budget report through the warrants of last week.
I think you'll still have some this week.
So it won't be a final April, but it says it sits through the business of last week. That's the 14 status. The 13 status is such that I have the... Our field rep from the Department of Revenue is meeting to put the finishing touches on the free cash May 16th. He happens to be on the Cape speaking that day, so he's asked if he could come by in the morning and bang it out with me. So that's our plan, is to finalize it the day he comes down. So 13 is, once he bangs it out, will be an audit. We've actually kicked off the audit already. 14 is right there. And that's the end of my report.
Would you just repeat that for those people and enunciate?
Fiscal 13 is about to be fully audited and free cash certified when the DOR comes down on May 16th. And you have your 14 expenditure report in front of you. And we're going to take up 15 further down the agenda, right? That concludes my report.
Thank you. Fran, I'll turn it over to you for Freedom Hall.
Well, I just wanted to say I went over with Mike for articles on the warrant. One, the heating system, and if we put money in to for an upgrade to add to what we have, so it will be $100,000, which should do it. And I think we should let the voters decide if they want to air condition this building or not. If not, then we'll just replace the furnaces, since we do have one that has a cracked box. And the second one, we put in an article for painting the exterior, which is in sore need. And all the windows are in need of being reglazed because the panes are starting to fall out. And that's $40,000.
We can't put vinyl siding on it.
No. No vinyl siding. The two concrete car stop things in the handicap spots have been put back in their proper place. And they have rebar in them. So they're not going to be moving any further. And that's it.
Okay. Mike, back to you. Final review of the budget.
Okay. You should have received an email late last week. I sent you an updated budget package. Do you have the printer with you? I have a copy.
I need a copy, please.
And
no.
Do you have yours, Mr. Clark? Very good. So everybody's got one. And I also at that time sent you a supporting schedule of benefits that rolls up to the funding in the budget, proposed budget. So you would want one of these. There's an extra one there. Everybody else has their benefits?
Yes.
Good. Okay, just to revisit our timeline. We've hit the deadline of March 24th. We hit the deadline of the 14th of April. We were with the Civic Association on the 15th. Our nomination process is concluded. We are here on our schedule at Monday 28th, last regular PRUCOM meeting before the warrant closes. We're going to close the warrant. I would suggest that the clerk and I kind of go through this simultaneously.
Yep, however you guys would like to do it.
Okay. So Article 1 is typically your to hear reports article. Article 2 is typically your approve public officials, elected officials' salaries article. And in the work papers that we're using, you have a series of article numbers on the master sheet from 3 through 19, which is a sequential setting of financial articles, and then that includes the citizens petition article as 19, which is a financial article, and then I believe there's 5 more articles to fall in, which logically would fall behind 19.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to stick with the numbers that are on the front sheet of the budget package in your hand. With that, we'll just kind of go through them. What I've given you on the front page is the proposed funding mechanism and the total funding. So the first article would be number 3, which is your typical reserve fund article. That historically has been $50,000, and we're recommending another $50,000. That would be raise and appropriate. So if you want to just ratify the work paper at the end in a single vote, or you can vote these articles and these recommendations as we go through them, whichever works better.
You do it
all
at once.
Okay. So we're recommending $50,000 raise and appropriate. For the administration budget, that would be Article 4. And as you look through the detail on page 4, you can see that the budget as it sits right now is $175,000. We've got our elected officials, our paid treasury staff person, and our clerk in the salary and wages, which totals 35, and then we have our other expenses, which puts to 140. It's about a 3% change over last year. The motion itself is down in the squared box at the bottom of page 14, Mr. Clerk. So we'd be proposing 35 for labor and salaries, $139.6 for operations, $400 for miscellaneous. And that would be all raise and appropriate. We have pretty much been through this. Some of the changes, the stenographer services we had left open the last time we met, Fran and I put that number in there. We've pretty much ratified most of the other stuff. Unemployment insurance, I'll highlight for you, is actually at about $25,000 this year to date. We have two former employees collecting against us. We're a pay-as-you-pay as opposed to a payroll-related contribution like those of us that are in business do. So we're experiencing, we had one employee collect, achieve employment somewhere, didn't make it a year, so what happens is they come back at us because we're in the most recent one-year employment range. So we're paying right now for two former employees who are collecting unemployment. And they should phase out next year. I think the Fed is allowing up to about a year right now. So the one that most recently came on in the fall would end presumably in early fiscal 15. So we've taken a shot. I think we're okay. We'll keep you appraised of that. But I think that budget's in good shape. Article 5 is the fire department budget. It is found on pages 5 and 6. It's been a work in progress since we last met. This budget ties back to the chief's current and the commissioner's current recommended budget. It proposes to raise and appropriate the entire budget. It proposes about $1.4 million of salaries, other expenses of about $374,000, and some capital at $261,000. So if you're good with Article 5, Article 6 would be a fire capital article to replace 14 radios. That's $25,000, and we're proposing to use free cash for all of our capital outlay. The second fire capital article would be Article 7, which is to replace a current ambulance for $236,000, and that would also come from free cash. That puts the appropriations for the fire department for fiscal 15 at just over $2 million, $2,035,349. We go to the water budget, the same thing. Water budget is contained on page, and Mr. Clerk, all the boxes represent the multiple type of motions for your motions. You'll find water on page 7 for the operating budget, and you'll find there two capital outlay articles in there. Rolled up budget motion on page 8. The budget proposes to raise $702,810 for the operations, $30,000 from free cash for pump and well annual type of appropriation, and $120,000 to design a tank. And those are both recommended as the fire capital from free cash. It takes us to Article 11. Article 11 is the Freedom Hall budget. Fran and I worked on this. There's a note in a shaded area on your page 9 that the insurance needs review. We spoke with the agent that has the insurance for this building and the umbrella policy, and that's an adequate funding level. We're confident that that will take care of our needs through fiscal 15. We've sorted out the electrical bills. As you know, the cost of our electricity through the Cape Cod Light Compact is up substantially. I'd been tracking around 7.5 cents. It got up to 9 during fiscal earlier this year, and the new rate's going to be in excess of 10 cents. So
10.06.
Mm-hmm. So we think everything is in order here. The electric's up 20%. We're level funding the water bill. We've put in what we think is adequate to cover the cost of heating. Barring any activity on construction, we'll go out to bid again. We may change it, but we've built a budget for Ag Amendment just in case we have to pay the same, use the same equipment for next year. We level funded the building repairs. We actually increased the grounds. We paid $175 for plowing this year. We had $150 in the budget. We bumped it up to $200. We level funded the boiler maintenance. We bumped up the phone bill to meet the needs that basically is for the alarm.
Smoke detection.
We lowered the alarm service budget because it's newer and it's a $300, yes. Building supplies, custodial supplies, we bumped them up modestly. We've got the insurance covered, and then we have a small miscellaneous. And we also increased the coverage to provide custodial services here at 10 hours a month. So that motion is all set to go at the bottom for the operating budget, Article 11. As Fran just mentioned, Article 12 is a second funding of HVAC, Phase 2, if you will, for $75,000 to go with the appropriation that was already on the books this year. That 30, we've already used five to?
We used about four.
Okay, so we've used four, leaving us 26, so we'll have about 100 to work with if this motion is approved. And then for painting, we've put $40,000 in. So we have two capital articles and an operating article for Freedom Hall, found on page 9. Also in the group that is considered for reporting purposes, public works, other, is the streetlights budget. We've provided you more detail on page 10, going into fiscal 15. Just so people better grasp the total costs and the component units of that appropriation. The insurance is adequately funded. It was about 37 and change this year, and we've got 4,000 in there if you want to buy that. Maintenance is ample. It allows 417 a month, which is about where we've been at. But we're dropping radically because we're going to be maintaining new LEDs. So I think that's amply funded. And then the electricity is kind of a crapshoot. Because of the new higher rate, the 10 cents, the savings that they had originally estimated was based on the 7 and change. So they were expecting a 30% reduction in electric costs with these lights. They've actually now got an experience going up. The usage should still be about the same. I don't believe you've added many new lights. You just maintain the fleet of lights, if you will. So I think this budget is ample. It may have some surplus, and we'll beat that down next year once we have a good year of experience on our streetlights, our new streetlights. So that's 25, and that's also raised and appropriate. On page 11, we have the library funding. That has been up and down over the years. It was increased about 12% in 12, another 15% in 13. It was about 1.5% last year. The budget before you is 2.5% over last year, 18,450. And that's also raised and appropriate. That's a regular recurring cost of the district. Article 16 is the debt and interest budget. That is available for view on page 12. We have an outstanding bond. Those are the first two numbers you see on that detailed budget. The 105 is the principal payment we pay annually on the bond. And this year the interest is down a little over 3% from 67.7 to 65.6. Those are fixed fees. We'll transact those to the exact dollar amount based on the bond schedule that we have. As you may recall, earlier this month, or late last month, actually, we voted to issue two notes. They're scheduled for pay down at the rate of $95,000 next year. So we have a temporary debt principal pay down of $95,000. And we also have a fixed interest expense for the 1 year on those two notes of 0.5%. That converts to $2,100, so that's an absolute number as well. So those first four numbers are perfect numbers tied to our debt schedules. And then we have begun to budget a small amount in the temporary interest account for things like abatement, refund, interest. As you may recall, the actual in 13 had something to do with a 2009 personal property tax abatement that was contested by Verizon. And we had to pay over $300 that year in interest on abatement. So we've been carrying that, and we're recommending that continue. So that whole appropriation is recommended for raise and appropriate, and that'll meet our needs for our bonding next year. The next budget, in addition to the detail on page 13, you also have a printout of the cost of benefits that we're estimating for fiscal 50. It's a work in progress. We've picked up some defects, so we're still straightening out some coverage issues and some payment issues. Primarily, it circulates around the fact that new employees, particularly in the fire department, have not been brought on to the LIFE program at the end of their 6 months probationary period. So there are several folks that have not had the coverage that we're catching up. So when you look at that supporting schedule of detail, you'll see some shaded areas that we're still working out the actual cost for the life insurance, but it's marginal. So we should be in good shape. That three-page document rolls up at the bottom. And in this motion, you'll notice that out in the column on the first page, there's revenue being recommended, there's free cash being recommended, and there's OPEB trust being recommended as funding sources. And as you look at your detailed budget on page 13, the $140,000 recommended appropriation to the OPEB trust fund is being recommended from free cash. That's the $140,000 of free cash. And then in the analysis on page 2, we'll talk about in a minute, I treat it as it's a recurring cost of the district because we need to get that fund up where it needs to be. But it's technically voluntary. So we're using non-recurring sources to build a trust fund for recurring uses. So I think it's very appropriate to use, and it's the only one we're using that could be argued has any recurring need within our budget. Now, if you look at the schedule of cost of benefits on page 3, at the very bottom of the last page, this schedule basically totals up costs by department. And so there's costs associated with benefits in both your water department, and there's costs associated with benefits in your fire department. There are no costs associated with benefits in the administrative budget. There is also a cost of benefits associated with in previous employment, now referred to as other post-employment benefits. It's the cost of the retirees' benefits. And as you look at the bottom of that third page, you can see that the total cost of retiree benefits for fiscal 15 are projected to be just a hair of $2 over $90,000. And that's shared between the employer and the retirees. And the employer's cost is estimated right now at $68,150. So when you look at the transfer recommended, we're transferring from the OPEB trust the $68,150 and change that we need, the $68,152 actually, to pay the bills in 15 is going to come out of the trust fund, and at the same time we're going to put $140 into it. And what we thought was about 2 years' worth of OPEB contribution in our fiscal 14 budget is grown to $140, as it was $105 last year, which was roughly $50,000. We've picked up some new retirees this year that are going to flow through fiscal 15. So our cost went up. It's now at 62, and we're recommending the 140, which is roughly, 68, right? And so we're putting in roughly 2 years while we're taking out one. And our goal every year would be to, in effect, take one out, put two in, we're up a year. So coming out of fiscal 14, we have 1 2-year appropriation is being used to pay 15, and we're putting two in. So in theory, we have almost 3 years in the bucket. If we repeat this, at the next time we'll have 4 years, because we're taking one out, putting two in. We'll pick up a year every year, at least preliminarily. And we'll deal with this as time goes on. But you've got a good running start on this. So this budget is funded from three sources. One is the OPEB trust to pay for the cost of retiree benefits. One is from the free cash to fund the OPEB contribution for 15. And the rest is raise and appropriate, which is the equivalent of the cost for the benefits in 15 for all of the active employees that are enjoying benefits. And then we move to Article 18, which is found on page 14. And that is $25,000 to put into the stabilization fund. It's a typical contribution, and it's recommended to come from free cash also. So we're basically proposing Article 18, part of Article 17, Articles 13 and 12, Articles 9 and 10, and Articles 6 and 7 from free cash. And if you look on page 2, other than the petition article, which is we're calling 19, that's a $235,000 appropriation to purchase a restriction on a piece of land. It's primarily $225,000 for the actual legal document and $10,000 to accomplish the legality of it all. That's being recommended to come out of debt. The levy could be an option if your choice was to spike the tax rate. It's possible we'll have enough free cash to do that. We're tracking in the same range of free cash that we have historically. Last year we used $655,000. The year before we used $700,000. This year we're using $691,000, the way it's structured. So we're right there. I think we'll leave about $300,000 behind, and then $14,000, we should have some surpluses. I don't think they're going to begin to be as significant because we've been making market improvements both in our revenue estimates and our expenditure estimates. But I think we'll have something left over. I plan during the next month or so also to work with the assessors to free up some of the overlays, which will close at the end of this year into the free cash, which will help grow it a little bit. So we may have a shot at having $600,000 or $700,000 again next year, primarily for capital purposes. So I don't think you want to use free cash for this article. So it's really down to levy or debt. Either way, it's a two-thirds vote. Any conveyance of real estate or any interest in real estate, either out of the district's hands or into the district's hands, is a two-thirds vote. And if you use debt, it's also a two-thirds vote. So that would be the 19th article, and that would bring our total, or your total recommended appropriations to $4,573,159. I show you on page 2 that we also have to raise the cost of the overlay account, which I'm estimating at around another $21,000, which has been roughly where it's been hanging around, as you can see, the past 3 years. So that brings the total estimated appropriation through the recap sheet to just shy of $4.6 million. And if you follow the recommendations that are above on page 1, you will need to raise just about $2,890,000 in taxes. We're going to level fund the local revenues of $165,000, primarily ambulance revenue. We're going to estimate our water revenue at a little bit more than we took in last year. And then we're going to use free cash, $551,000 for capital articles and $140,000 for the OPEB contribution. We're going to use $68,152 towards the OPEB costs in 15. And we're going to presumably use debt to pay for the conveyance of
conservation restriction.
Yeah, well, it's a restriction. There's two types in the article, and I think we're better off with the second type, not a conservation but a straight water one. But one way or another, there's two restrictions in there. So with that, your appropriation is set to increase just shy of 11% off of the votes taken at the district meeting last year. The average for the three immediately prior year's changes is about 5.3. If you look at the last four, it's up about 7.86, the total appropriation. So we're running just over 5% increases on average the last 3 years and just almost 8% on average the last 4 years in total appropriations. The levy impact is about 11.53%. And as you can see, we appropriated a levy of 259,217 in 14, and it's up 11.53% to 2890. On average, the three-year levy increase is really only 40 basis points because we're marking it against the levy of 2901 in 12, which is actually higher than the levy we're forecasting for 15. Now, that was the year you had no free cash available, so you had an excessively high levy. But what's interesting is that this levy, 15, is right back where it had been without any free cash in 12. So as a result, your levy is actually, on a three-year average, is up about 1.38 over the previous 3 years because it was up 30%, then it was down 22, then it was up 14, now it's up 11. And on the four-year average increase, it's been about 8.67. So you're beginning to get the levy under control. We're beginning to get your use of free cash for non-recurring purposes. We're getting your stabilization fund funded. Ideally, we should be very close to financing that ambulance next year out of the stabilization fund. And I think we're basically getting you into a practice of better fiscal behavior. Your free cash is going to diminish because we're tightening up both on the expenditure side and on the revenue side. So people are going to have to lose the concept, and that's why our free cash should only be for non-recurring type of expenditures such as capital. So I think that will allow me to turn it back over to you folks. Your goal would be to complete the article balance that you want to put into the warrant, and at the same time the motions will run off of the far right column, the funding comments. But if you can agree to set the balance in the article at one level, that'll help the clerk. And then if you want to go ahead and ratify the recommended funding approach, then that will help the clerk get the motions fabricated as well.
You make a motion?
Are we including 19 for land on this one?
Well, as it sits right now, the article is on the warrant by petition, so you don't have to vote to put it on. You just need to vote your recommendation on 19.
Do we have to make a decision as to whether or not it's going to be a debt or?
You need to make your recommendation.
Okay.
So you can recommend what you want. Doesn't mean the district meeting will do what you recommend.
Okay.
So how about I help you with Article 3. Article 3, we'd look for a motion to set the article amount at $50,000 and the funding source at raise and appropriate.
So moved.
All
in,
second. All in favor?
Aye.
Article 4, we would want to set the appropriation at $175,000. And then your motion, if you want to stay with it, would be found on the bottom of page 4, and that would be 35 for labor and salaries, 139.6 for operations, 400 for miscellaneous.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Thank you. Article 5, same thing if you turn to page Article 5, we would look to appropriate $1,774,349 through raise and appropriate, and that would break in the motion at $1,400,499 for salary and wages, $73,800 for maintenance, $299,050 for operations, $1,000 for miscellaneous, for a total of $1,774,349.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then under Article 6, we would have you set the amount in the article at $25,000 and the appropriation from free cash.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Article 7, we would seek that you would set the appropriation at $236,000 and to come from free cash.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We have Article 8 for water. And that water budget appropriation is requested by the commission at 702,810. We'd have you set that as the amount. The source would be raise and appropriate. And if you look at page eight, the motion would be $26,000 for service connections, $343,410 for salaries and wages, $74,500 for maintenance, $206,900 for operations, $52,000 for miscellaneous, for a total of
$333,400.
Second. All in favor? Aye. And Article 9, we would recommend that you set the warrant limit at $30,000 and the appropriation from free cash.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Article 10, we would have you set the appropriation limit at $120,000 and recommend funding from free cash.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Okay, that takes us to page 9. And we're going to do the Freedom Hall budget. In this case, we're recommending $27,500. The motion would be labor and salaries $3,000, maintenance $6,300, operations $18,100, miscellaneous $100, a total of $27,500, and that's to be raised and appropriated.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We have Article 12. 12 is the supplemental funding of the HVAC replacement for this building, and we recommend $75,000 and free cash.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Let's go back to the original.
All right. Article 13, this is the exterior painting of this building. We recommend you set the appropriation at $40,000 and the source at free cash.
I recommend the Prudential Committee accept that.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Very good. Article 14, rather, is the streetlight budget, and that is found on page 10. It's basically a $25,000 appropriation, and it's recommended from raise and appropriate.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Now, based on our meeting last time around, I think our friend, that would be
and, we have the director of the library here who would like to address the committee if you give it permission.
Sure.
Hi. Hi, everyone. I'm really glad to have an opportunity to come and talk about my favorite subject, the library.
Just
this, Oh, I'm Jenny Wiley, director of the Kootuat Library. Thank you. I don't really know the rules very well, so I'm happy to have you tell me as I go along if
I think you're all set.
Make a mistake. Yeah. This year, I just wanted to tell you that the library is incredibly grateful for what we're able to do with the funds that the district gives us each year. It's very helpful because we do spend a lot of time with our fundraising, so it's a little money we don't have to fundraise from another space. Our budget is going up about 6% this year. I don't know if you've noticed, but over the last couple of years, we've increased the services at the library significantly. And we're doing many more things than we were doing before. And the budget is going up a bit because I need to staff those things going forward. So the primary amount of money that our budget is going towards is to have another staff member who would, one of our current staff members, but to increase their hours so that they can take over some of the other programming duties so that I have time to do some of the other things that I need to do with my piece of the job. The other thing that is going up for us, and it seems to be going up for all the libraries on Cape right now, is the CLANS fee that we pay so that we can be a part of the sharing region of CLANS. And those are going up because a lot of the things that we're offering as a whole group are now being absorbed by the main cost. And that actually, in the end, saves us money because if each of the individual libraries had to pay for things like the databases that the kids use for their school homeworks or that we use for reference, it would be 3 times more than when we get it as a whole group. So it does bump our CLANS fee up, but it saves us money over the long term. I wanted to come today in case you had any questions about what we had asked for or if you had any concerns or something you would like me to chat about. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, we have to vote for
We're given a 2.5% increase to the library. And the discussion will be at the annual meeting. If people want to add more and make motions, they can do that. This is our function to decide whether we approve it or don't approve it. I'll make a motion that we
vote to recommend
$18,450, and that's from raise and appropriate.
Second.
Appropriate. All in favor?
Aye.
Mrs. Hadley is back with us. Next article is number 16. It is our debt service. It's articulated on page 12. It is $268,050, and it's recommended from Raise and Appropriate.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And the next one is articulated on page 13. It is the employee and other post-employment benefits budget. It is recommended at $746,000. And the funding recommendation is $140,000 from free cash, $68,152 from the OPEB trust fund, and $537,848 from raise and appropriate.
I make a motion that the Prudential Committee recommends that article.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Article 18 is your last financial article. It is the transfer to stabilization. It's recommended at $25,000 from free cash.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Now, 19 is before you by petition, and you need to make some kind of recommendation on it. The recommendation can be raise and appropriate. It can be, which would impact your taxes. It can be debt, which will impact your taxes over a longer period of time.
I make a motion that we use debt to for the petition to purchase, help purchase land, the level land, should the article pass.
Second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
These are the articles of the recommendations from the bylaw committee, and they address two different areas. One concerns the elections, and one concerns the postings. We are asking that you vote to insert an article in the warrant to amend Article 2, Section 3, which presently reads, "The clerk shall give notice of all district meetings by publishing the same in a newspaper printed within the town of Barnstable and shall post such notice in two public places in Cotuit, said publishing and posting to be completed not less than 7 days prior to the date of the meeting," by deleting the words "two public places in Cotuit" and inserting in place thereof the words "town of Barnstable and Cotuit Fire District websites." And our thinking on that is that our bulletin boards are locked. You can't, if you put the warrant in there, you can't read it. We propose just sticking a notice on the two boards saying that it will appear in such and such a paper and is on the website, and if anyone needs help printing it, they can come to the library.
I would propose make a motion that we declare this Article 20 and recommend approval for the annual district meeting.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The next, if you turn it over on the back, these articles also refer to the postings. The first article on this page is to see if the district will vote to amend Article 2, Section 6, which presently reads, "All committees, boards of the district shall publish notice of all meetings, special and regular, in accordance with the Massachusetts Open Meeting Law by posting on the district website and by posting on any bulletin board designated by the Prudential Committee, by inserting the words on the Town of Barnstable website and before on the district website." And this, again, was they didn't want to give up the posting completely at the bulletin boards, but it will be at each committee's discretion whether they want to do both or just one.
I'll make a motion that we amend this Article 21 and vote to put this on the annual.
Second.
All
in
favor?
Aye.
Right.
The next article is to see if the district will vote to amend Article 11, Section 1, which presently reads, "All boards and committees shall be required to hold at least one regular monthly meeting. A majority of the elected board shall constitute a quorum at each meeting. The clerk shall post all regularly scheduled meetings in accordance with Massachusetts general laws," by inserting the word "elected" between all boards and committees. And the intent on this one is to make it clear that it applies to fire, water, and prudential, but not to policy advisory and bylaw. by putting the word elected boards and committees shall be required.
I'll make a motion that we declare this Article 22 for purposes of the annual district warrant.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And the last article on this page is to see if the district will vote to amend Article 11, Section 9, which presently reads in part, the committee shall, and it refers to the Policy Advisory Committee, the committee shall conduct meetings at least once a quarter, to read, the committee shall conduct meetings at least once a year. This brings it into line with the bylaw that applies to the bylaw committee and recognizes the fact that there are years in which there really isn't anything for one or the other committee to do.
I'll make a motion that we number this Article 23 for the annual district warrant.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And then we go back over here to the article which applies to elections. And the change is being made to make it perfectly clear that we are governed by the Mass General Laws and the timelines prescribed in the General Laws are the ones that we follow. And so we would be deleting Article 2, Section 5, which presently reads, annual elections by ballot shall be held on the Tuesday preceding the last Wednesday in May of each year. The polls shall be open from 4 until 8 p.m. Each candidate for election to a district office shall file nominations with the district clerk bearing at least 25 signatures of qualified voters of the district at least 30 days prior to the annual meeting and election. Thereupon, the clerk shall have prepared printed ballots in accordance with the Massachusetts General Laws to read as follows. Article 2, Section 5A. The election for district offices by ballot shall take place one day prior to the annual district meeting. That way, if they change the date of the district meeting, we don't have to change this article. Upon receipt of valid nomination papers, the clerk shall have prepared printed ballots, including absentee ballots, in accordance with the Mass General Law. And all we did there was insert the word absentee ballot, because apparently a lot of people don't realize they can get them. I know the clerk has them, but they don't. And then Article 2, Section 5B, nominations for district offices. There's something wrong there. Cross out the words 2B. That's a mistake. Shall be made by filing nomination papers with the district clerk signed at least 25 persons qualified to vote in said district. Such nomination papers must be filed for certification of signatures with the town clerk, town of Barnstable, not later than 50 days prior to the date set for the election, and must thereafter be filed by the nominee with the district clerk, not later than 35 days prior to such election, or such other date as may be prescribed by Mass General Law, Chapter 53, Section 10, as from time to time amended. It's a lot of words, but no, it would be 21. Yeah. No, okay, 24. Okay, yeah, 24.
I'll make a motion that we declare this Article 24 on the annual district warrant.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 And I'll make the correction and mail it to you tomorrow.
Just there is to be.
Pardon? Yeah. What happens when I cut and paste. I beg your pardon?
Why don't we just get through with this and then ask the meeting. Okay.
Can I,
So we have the budget reviewed and then we have the completed work. There's a total of 24 articles?
Yep.
Okay, so the clerk will prepare and post. Very good. Good job. Thank you.
Didn't we do this the other night? Am I dreaming?
What?
The next.
Yeah, we did it already.
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Okay. All right. Then I nominate Fran Parks to be the Prudential Committee member to work with the fire commissioners on the union contract.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You have all my stuff.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Thanks. Before we move on, I had an email from the gentleman about the light, telephone light, the street light. Yeah, Mr. Friedman at Sandalwood and Rosemary.
Yep.
So I told him. So have we asked to have the our section replaced so they can put the new head on it?
I was over at Cape Light Compact today and I forgot to do that.
So do they do that, or does the people that repair?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
If it's I believe Siemens, but it's actually it's the arm, not the.
It's the arm, not
the
light.
Head.
It's not the head, right?
Yeah. Okay. I'll be able to do that tomorrow.
Great. Okay. That's it.
Okay, next item is possible executive session to discuss a modification of the contract of a non-union employee, the treasurer. And at this point, Mr. Treasurer, would you like to have this an open session, or would you prefer to be in an executive session?
It doesn't really matter to me. It's your pleasure. If you have questions that go to the performance of current or former employees, you may need to be in an executive session, but other than that, that would be the only reason I would think.
I just assume keep it all out in the open. Would you just inform the board of your request?
Yeah, I don't have a copy of the email that I sent.
I do.
But basically, we talked about the level of service that.
We had talked about the level of service, and we have basically billed at the maximum hours for our contract through March, I would guess, or even before March ended. That was mainly because we were challenged to perform services that were outside the scope of our contract. We expected that we would have a full-time or a present employee with 25 hours of service to work with. And we didn't get that. We did not know we had to deal with fiscal 11, fiscal 12. We started the 1st of January during fiscal 13. And we got through the 6 months okay. It's when we got into fiscal 14 that we had budgeted the 300 hours. And all summer, we had barely 5 to 6, maybe 8 hours a week of service in the office that we were compensating for. We got involved in a job description. We got involved in a employee termination, resignation, whatever you want. We got involved in a new job description. We got involved in a recruit and hire. We got involved in some limited amount of training. None of that was expected. None of it was provided for. But those are things that need to be done regardless. We can't help that. So you had asked why our billings had been so aggressive, and I told you that I would discuss it with you, and if you wanted to change the contract, that would be fine. The amount of hours isn't as well defined. I took a look and tried to give you in the email some sense of the demand. We have a good employee now in the office who is performing well. We've cut the cost of that service more than 20%. There are no benefits associated with that position now, and basically it is less cost. And the woman is doing very well. She still needs training. And we're at the point where we're putting 13 to bed. The DOR will bless the balance sheets certify the free cash, the audit will commence, and we have basically 2 months left of fiscal 14. Cash is reconciled through June of last year. July and August, I've done a cursory review, so it's fairly clean. But when Tony came, we lost any capacity to post cash receipts. So that's my next task. Cash receipts posting isn't really part of my gig, but if I don't do it, it doesn't get done. If I don't do it, it stalls our ability to progress with 14. So it's going to get done one way or another, whether I get paid or I don't get paid, because it's got to be done. So my expectation is that the budget that we had was built around 6 hours of service a week, mainly to make sure everything was in order and to do the cash, do the receivables, the heavy lifting, get the balance sheets and income statements done, the very high-end accounting budgets, not to post, not to reclassify mispostings, but it's part of the job, mm-hmm. and it needs to be done. So we bid under 30B, you contracted under 30B, and 30B says, A, we can't run away. We're not. We can't even really run away as long as you appropriate fiscal 15, which is again budgeted for $300, same as it was this year. And should be okay if we can bang hard over the next 60 days, because I won't have as much catching up work to do. In fact, I'm about ready to start cleaning up 14 to be ready to close 14 in June. So we got a shot at really getting everything done before the recap sheet, getting the audit rolling right out of the 13 into the 14 audit, and getting a reasonable audit report sometime before we have SEC disclosure requirements and we show up at March 21. So the 30B contract can be amended for valid reasons up to 10%. So that would be an adjustment of a $33,000 contract of $3,300, or basically 30 hours. And that would be at your pleasure. If you want to do that, that's fine. It will help get things caught up, and I'll get paid for it. As far as training Tony goes, we don't really have a contract. I mean, if the $3,300 would allow me to just keep putting in my 6 hours a week. 5 weeks times 6 hours, it's not quite the 2 full months, but it helps. As far as Tony goes, I believe that a training contract is necessary, that she needs to be taught a lot more than mm-hmm. she's done. She's good, she's doing the warrants fine, she's a payroll, her strength was payroll, and that was the primary reason that we needed her. She's picked up the AP pretty well. We're in the process now of cleaning up these postings from both the previous employee and Tony. You can see, just Freedom and I were fixing Freedom Ball charges. The article was in the budget. Should be in the budget. Wasn't the article. So, yeah, okay. So, she has no capacity to do cash receipts. So, I think that primarily, in order to get the cash receipts in timely, I want to say July, maybe August, maybe September. I got done with Kristen before she left. I don't think so. But October, November, December, January, February, March are still in play. So it's 6 months, and then we still have the May cash. The June cash. And usually you would want to see your cash reconciled within 45 days of the close of the month. And that's the goal, is to get to that level. Ideally, in June, we would want to see pretty much through April caught up in it. The expenditure side goes in because the warrants all go through the computer system. The cash receipts come from all over the place. We have water revenue coming from the water. We have tax revenue coming from the collector. We have local revenue coming in through the departments.
So I think that the ideal way of approaching it would be to use the pent-up work as a training tool. Sit with her and bang out a month of cash receipts, another month of cash receipts, another month of cash receipts. And over 3 or 4 months, she learned, I have the templates, so they're not the problem. It's just knowing how the templates work. That with 40 hours, 5 8-hour days of us just banging on the cash month, she would be at a level where she could then proceed to post those on a timely basis. So what I proposed to you in the email I sent was that if you're inclined to want to maximize the opportunities here for the next 2 months, to execute a training contract and keep the rate the same, I think it's $110, and 45 would get us maybe 5 5-hour days, 45 would get us 9 5-hour days, maybe you're posting 9 months worth of cash. She would learn, I would teach, and it would get done. So that's your choice. You can amend the existing contract up to 10% and give us another 30 hours. And you can issue a contract for training 45 hours, that's 110, which I think would keep you under the $5,000 it would get us. Tony, where she needs to be. And our 14 books would be in much better shape rolling out of June. If we don't get it all done, whatever doesn't get done, it's just going to get done on the other side of June 30th. And generally, the May and June doesn't get done until the other side as well. So that's what I basically told you in this email. The choice is yours. I'll do whatever you want.
What's the feeling of the board?
I think we should go ahead and do it.
I agree. I think we should pay people for the
yeah.
the work they do, and certainly I don't think anybody would have anticipated the amount of backlog
no,
that they found
had no clue.
In the finance department. And I think, you know, once Tony's fully trained, then that's, you know,
back to normal.
Then, you know, we'll be back to the normal budget. But I think that, you know, I think we desperately need to get this all cleaned up and put, you know, up and running and as professionally done as possible.
Do you want to make a motion?
You can make a motion.
What were the provisions of the general laws, Mike?
The existing contract can be amended up to 10%.
I'll make a motion that we amend the existing contract with the district treasurer up 10%, 30 hours for a total increase in the amount payable of $3,300.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 I would further make another motion that because of unforeseen circumstances with respect to our former assistant treasurer, Tony, who has come on, needs some additional training. I would make a motion that we enter into a contract with Mr. Daly's firm for a figure of $4,500 to take care of the accounts payable.
45 hours.
45 hours. I'm sorry.
Second.
I'm for it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. I think that's it. Anyone have anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, Charlie got something?
No. What? You're all set. You got everything. I'll work with you to get that.
Yep. All right.
I'm fine.
All right. Glad to hear it.
Have the microphone turns it off.
Go ahead, what's your question? Where?
Yeah.
There was one handed out at the district meeting. I don't have one.
I just have a couple questions about 2015.
I don't want to answer questions. I don't have control.